Pawn to e4.
Pawn to c5.
Knight f3.
Pawn to d6.
I think you have to be emotionally open and ready for anything, really. I like euphoria, but I make sure that I keep some sort of grounding in my euphoria.
You begin a painting, obviously, full of, or a drawing or a piece of sculpture, with a sort of full of optimism without a care in the world, a bit like falling in love. and then on it goes, and you know, at the end of this love affair, there's either a broken heart or a painting that works.
I think you know when an idea could make a novel, and it's a sort of, it's like an idea that can make a short story. It's a different sort of idea, and it's an unmistakable sensation. It's rather like you can hear the boiler bursting into, rumbling into life in a house. Somehow, your engine has started working, and you can just feel it. It's a sort of instinctive thing.
Knight f3.
Pawn to d6.
Even before I've finished one of these journeys, I'm starting to think about the next one, because exploring the world and travelling is a continuum. You never really finish it, even just as you never stop learning about life and about the people you meet.
You know, it's a journey for us all to sort of achieve this thing that we'd imagined. And I'm 28 years old, and from 16 I was playing guitar and writing songs, so it's like a good 12 years sort of fighting. But it was always something that I just felt that everyone around me were really supportive, and that made me stronger and carry through. So for us, when we got that deal, it was like a celebration. It was like, oh man, you know, we're going to get to make this record.
Pawn to d4.
Pawn takes pawn on d4.
I had the feeling that it was inevitable. I don't know if he felt the same, but I always knew that this was not going to last for a very long time. But I think we had a connection, and it was fantastic. But the ending was, they presented itself very sort of clearly and quickly, because he got a job in another country. And I think it suited me in a sense, because it meant that I didn't have to break it.
Not only do I believe that a subject chooses me, it also chooses when to grab me by the short and curly, so I have to do something about it. And then I always hope that the painting's going to be achieved very quickly. But I mean, sometimes they can go on for months and months and months and then have to be destroyed. That's one of the worst moments of my life as an artist. You know, paintings in the course of them can live and die and live and die, come alive and die, come alive and die. And if it finally does die, you have to get rid of it. When you've lived with a thing day in, day out for months and months, and finally you have to cut it up, you have to go through that in order that the painting that does work can possibly happen.
I actually went with them to the airport that time, because I figured I should. And we got up at 4 o'clock in the morning. His flight left very, very early. But it wasn't traumatic. There were no tears, and there was no sort of big gestures, and no presents exchanged or no promises being promised. On the return journey, I felt slightly relieved as well. I felt at peace.
Well, this point of when you leave the painting is very delicate, because the decision of when to stop is as crucial as the decision to start.
This one, it wasn't so traumatic, I found, this ending. It seems very, very amicable and very sort of reasonable. But I have experienced relationships where I've almost gone into blackout. I have one or two months of my life that I don't remember, I don't recall. And the grief was so huge, so big, that I can't actually recollect 2 months of my life.
I know a lot of novelists who don't know the end when they begin, which seems extraordinarily brave, this voyage into the unknown.